religious freedom in Eurasia and the former Soviet Union. China's economy has a surprising effect on the gospel, and one class is changing the future of Russian orphans. See how God is at work on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Religious freedom, it's getting worse in Eurasia and the former Soviet Union. To address it, Russian Ministries, along with its partners and Congressman Joe Pitts of Pennsylvania, are sponsoring a briefing on religious freedom issues February 6th in Washington, D.C. President of Russian Ministries, Sergei Rakuba.
This briefing is to create more awareness and to mobilize global community so that policies developed and pressure created on the governments in the countries of the former Soviet Union to give more freedom to the churches.
Rakuba wants to analyze some of the causes and specific instances of religious freedom violations. Ultimately, Rakuba says they want
to help brothers and sisters in those areas so that they will have more freedom to worship, more freedom to reach out to their communities, more freedom to bring good news in their societies and their communities and their areas.
More information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, an Armenian pastor in Iran was recently released from prison because of serious medical problems. Voice of the Martyrs reports he's currently waiting for a court summons. In prison, 60-year-old Reverend Avanisian was getting treatment for diabetes, heart disease, and kidney dysfunction. According to Moabit News, he was arrested at a Christmas celebration in Iran. No reasons given for his arrest and no charges made so far. Read more about it at our website. This is Mission Network News. You've heard the saying, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day, but teach him how to fish and he'll never go hungry. Well, that's kind of the idea behind Living Water International's WASH program. LWI's Paul Darjalik says,
sanitation and hygiene education, when combined with clean water, can more than double the disease reduction that happens.
Along with providing a clean water source, LWI teaches people how to have proper sanitation and hygiene.
Then it's the people from the village itself that are saving as many lives as we can by providing safe drinking water.
The WASH program is making an eternal difference, too.
They're empowering to local people, which is especially important in Haiti. And lastly, they develop the relationships within which we share the gospel.
Pray communities will open their eyes to the living water, Jesus Christ. Visit us online to help this program reach more nations. Elsewhere, Chinese believers were dubious when new leaders took the helm at the end of 2012, but
China is moving forward, and the Chinese Christians are continuing to reach their people for Jesus Christ.
China's economy is expected to grow over 8% this year. China Partners' Eric Berkland says it's a two-sided coin.
It's a both and in China right now. A lot of us are obviously concerned about the tremendous economic growth and what that will do to their people. But on the good side, it is wonderful to see how the economy is actually also helping the spread of the gospel.
Economic growth means more money in the pockets of believers, and pastors say they're giving more to the church. Keep praying for God's will to be done in China.
We know that hundreds are praying, and that's really one of the reasons of why the gospel is going forth around the world, including China.
Visit our website to see how you can help the Chinese church. And 15,000 Russian orphans are released into the world each year without being adopted. Now, most of these teens are around 16. Many of them get caught in things like drugs, crime, prostitution, or suicide. Orphan Outreach started a budgeting class last month for orphan graduates. Teens taking the class are learning how to limit unnecessary spending, account for their finances, and save their money for important things. Pray these kids receive Christ as they learn. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day slavery. Take a journey of prayer across enemy lines into the slavery hotspots of the world. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.